Thank you for calling Archtop Fiber. My name is Miles. How may I assist you today?
Yes, hi. I'm calling because I have been receiving mailings from Archtop Fiber for a few weeks now. And when I go to the website, it says that you all are not in our area just yet. Just want to see if make sure that you figure out which one is correct. And the mailing suggests that the service is available now.
Okay, let's see here. And what is your house number? Like say for example,
61.
Okay, it's 61. Okay. I was just gonna, you know, it says what is your house number, so I was just gonna say like, you know, maybe 123 Main Street. So in this case, yours is 61.
61, yep, South Street.
And your zip code?
12572.
12572. Okay, let's see here. And you said 61 South Street?
Yes.
Is that Rhinebeck, New York?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, so it looks like there's a projection for the service to be available on August 31st.
Okay.
And is this location a home or a business?
Well, it's a home, but I work full time from home. So that was one of the other questions I had was, you know, if I were doing this online, would I say residential or would I say business?
Residential.
Okay.
And were you interested in the were you interested in the 1 gig internet for $79.99 or the 2 gig internet for $99.99?
I think the 1 gig would be sufficient.
Okay, 1 gig, okay. And let's see here. And would you also like phone service for an additional $24.99 a month?
No, thanks. That's not.
Okay.
I mean, I'm basically calling today to get information because my current internet service provider is offering, seems like a very similar package. And so I'm kind of just trying to get information about, you know, do my market research and, you know, so I can make a decision. Can you tell me, I saw in these mailings that there's no contract required. Does Archtop, when they do get in the area, if I end up going through Archtop, will they guarantee the monthly cost for a certain period of time?
At least 2 years. And it's very possible that the price would not go up, you know, after those 2 years. But it does indicate that there is a 2-year price guarantee. And you can save $10 a month if you sign up for paperless billing with an automatic bank draft for your payment every month.
No, if I just would paying by credit card or giving you all information on my credit card. Would that qualify me for the $10 discount or no?
That would only qualify you for a $5 discount. So you get the better discount if you provide your bank account number and routing number associated with your bank account. But again, if you pay by debit or credit card on auto pay, it is a $5 discount.
Okay. And then, so instead of $79.99, it would be either $74.99 if it were credit card, or $69.99 if it were my routing number and everything.
Correct. Yes, sir. And okay. Do you know if you would need any Wi-Fi extenders in your home?
Extenders.
They're an additional $7.99 each per month.
Is that basically to create a bigger Wi-Fi network?
If you have a very large home, you may need Wi-Fi extenders, but if you have a regular size home, then you don't necessarily need Wi-Fi extenders. That can always be something that you could opt into later based on when the tech gets out to your residence, you know, based on the tech's recommendation, or like after the tech installs the service, you know, at your address, then you could go around and, you know, check and see how strong the signal is in the areas where you need to have a strong signal. And then you would help, that would be a good way to tell if you need any Wi-Fi extenders.
Okay. And you said that each one is $7 per?
Yeah, if you do decide that you need any Wi-Fi extenders, those are an additional $7.99 a month.
Okay. All right, that's helpful.
But you may not need any.
Right. Yeah, we have one router right now and seems to cover the entire house just fine.
Okay.
All right, and excuse me. I don't think if there's any other questions that I had. Oh yeah, so if there's no contract, can you tell me how this 2-year guarantee on the price works? Like, you know,
Yeah, so what that's just saying is that for at least 2 years, the price would remain at the price that you signed up for. If anything were to happen later on down the line, such as, I don't know, maybe inflation or, you know, something of that nature that could potentially cause the cost to go up, then, you know, after your 2-year price guarantee is over, then the company has the right to raise the price if necessary without there being any breach of contract. So like if the price went up by $5 a month, then you wouldn't be able to say, well, hey, now I signed up for this price, because 2 years would have passed and you would be outside of that price guarantee, in which case if the company needed to raise the price for any reason, they could. So it's I would personally say it's unlikely that the price would increase, but I also can't guarantee that it would not increase, because there's no telling what could happen to the economy or anything of that nature after 2 years have passed. That could cause a devaluation of the dollar or a cost on just the operating cost for the business and things of that nature. So I really can't make any promises, but you would have at least 2 years at your guaranteed price for sure.
So, yeah, I understand that, you know, it's, you know, hard to predict the future. So, you know, after the 2 years, the price could increase. But during that 2 year period, if I don't have a contract with Archtop, what is, I'm just having a hard time understanding, like, what, you know, what's to stop Archtop, like, after 6 months or 1 year, increasing the cost and saying, you know, well, there were unforeseen circumstances, there's no contract in place, and so if you want to switch, you know, give your business to some other company, then you can, but, you know, I was just wondering, like, you know, in that kind of scenario, you know, I mean, especially if it happened after 6 months, you know, a short period of time, then, you know, if this other company, this other ISP says, you know, you're guaranteed for a year and, you know, you sign a contract basically committing to that, then I see, you know, that is, I can understand that, but I'm just wondering, like, what's behind that, the 2 year guarantee?
Well, that is, contract. Well, see, when it says no contracts, that just basically means that you're free to walk away from Archtop at any time with no penalty. However, the 2 year guarantee, I mean, when you sign up for the service, you're basically signing up for a contract. You're contractually agreeing that you're going to be paying for this internet service every month. Again, you can walk away whenever you want. But if we're telling you that there's a 2 year price guarantee, then that's a legally binding agreement. And a legally binding agreement can technically be, you know, thought of or looked at as being a contract, even though you're not signing any documents or anything like that. The 2 year price guarantee is kind of like a contract in saying that we contractually obligate ourselves to allow you to have our services for at least 2 years, in which those 2 years, we as a company cannot raise our prices for any reason, because we're giving you this offer with the 2 year price guarantee.
So you said, there's nothing that I'll be signing. If I go with Archtop, then when the technician comes out and installs the connection, there wouldn't be anything in writing handed to me or you know, that I would sign that day. I would, the terms of the agreement, is the idea that I would just, you know, download them from the internet from my records, or
they would be available, I believe, on the website. And then also, you might have more information in your first bill, or when you access your account, you may be able to access more information about that. But the no contract, the wording there is just to indicate that you're free to walk away from Archtop at any time if you choose to go with another provider, or if, you know, anything were to happen in your life that caused the internet to be an expense that you needed to cut out to make do for a little while. You know, or whatever reason someone might have for terminating their services, it's just basically saying, you know, that, you know, we're not obligating you to continue paying us for any period of time. And then also another part that would be, you know, more like a contract would be the fact that if you have our Archtop equipment in your home, If you terminate your service, then you have to return that equipment. I believe it's within 30 days, or there is a penalty, you know, for the equipment, basically. So that's a contractual type of agreement without there being any contract, if you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, that's standard across the board for any internet provider. If they give you their modem or and their router, or their if they give you their equipment, if you terminate service with them, then of course they're going to want you to return that equipment, or they're going to charge you a
yep.
fee for their equipment that was not returned.
Sure. Yep. Understood. All right. This is very helpful. I'm looking at the website. As we speak, I see that there's a residential services subscriber agreement. It's not, doesn't seem to be in there, but I can keep on looking to see if I can find that information on the website. But I appreciate your time and your help. This is this has been, it's been helpful.
Oh, you're very welcome, sir. It's absolutely a pleasure. And yes, sir, right now, if you do happen to, I mean, if you do happen to decide while the offer is still available, which I'm sure it's going to be available for, you know, quite some time as Archtop is building out its fiber network and building up its customer base, you know, we'll have that 2-year, you know, price guarantee. With, you know, no contract. So basically just stating you can walk away anytime. That gives you the freedom to cut services for any reason at any time without us penalizing you for doing so. And also, right, we are offering free installation, which is another good thing that is being offered, is that free installation, because some places, you know, they charge, you know, up to $100 or so for just for installation cost, and you're going to get free installation with your Archtop fiber service. So that's another good thing about it as well.
Okay, great. Well, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
You're very welcome. I'd like to thank you very much for your call today to Archtop Fiber. It was my pleasure to assist you, and I hope you have a wonderful rest of your weekend.
Thank you. You too.
You're welcome. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.